every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
It is now 7:31. Let's continue with the show. Of course, Wednesday comes the all-anticipated medium-term budget policy statement, also known as the mini-budget. It is meant to forecast sort of into the three-year period, and it's called the medium-term framework, and that's why it's the medium-term budget policy. It's usually just an update of where we are at sort of what should be the halfway point throughout the year, and where exactly we plan to go to over the next three fiscal years, everything from growth to South Africa's debt levels. This is certainly where we detail the future of South Africa's economic policy spending. So how exactly will it come forward, having seen, of course, Nhlanhla Nene removing himself and then being removed from that office and having, of course, the former governor, Tito Mboweni, step in. Madeleine Grobler, who is SAICA project manager for tax, SAICA is the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, joins us on the line now as we unpack this and a little bit more. Madeleine, thank you so much for your time this morning. Your expectations, I suppose, particularly on the tax side, not much will change, but you are expecting to hear some similar announcements as to what will be coming to effect in February.
Good morning, Arabile, and to the listeners, and thank you for having me. Yes, I don't think from a tax perspective much will change, as normally during the February budget, that's usually where the big changes come in. Something to consider perhaps is the recent zero rating independent panel that actually provided their preliminary report during August 2018. So if something were to perhaps be mentioned, I would say that's something to look out for, but there might be some lead time before it is actually being implemented.
And I suppose with lead time sort of being implemented, do you think they take a very cautious and a wait-and-see approach? Last year's medium-term budget policy statement was hailed as possibly one of the worst we had seen in the longest time. And Malusi Gigaba, as finance minister then, issuing the most heart-wrenching news, and you know, we were surprised not to get a downgrade all across the board, really, from the ratings agencies. This time around, do you think they become a little more cautious and don't give such a bleak picture of the country?
If you consider, well, National Treasury estimated a revenue shortfall of about 48.2 billion in 2017 and 18 during the February budget review, with the main proposed tax measures being implemented to actually decrease that deficit was the value-added tax rate hike of 1% during April 2018, as well as the below inflation or no adjustments for personal income tax brackets. I think so that would actually, as it is a prospect for the year, I think that was a big upset, and I think it will. I don't think there will be any surprises during the medium term.
Are there any other avenues that perhaps we can take? I mean, yes, fine, the VAT one is almost out now, and it would be almost suicidal to try and add a little bit more when it comes to that VAT end. What are the parts of the agenda can we perhaps tweak, move around in this budget? That is, to be able to make our deadlines?
I would say one would need to actually look to the expenditure side, not to impact the public at large. So government expenditure and the debt cost and the employment, the salary cost in that regard. So that's the major aspects that the government can look currently in the short term to try and reduce the expenditure at the end of the day.
Yeah, I suppose that expenditure bill is exactly what everybody will be looking towards and saying, how exactly can we perhaps fix that? I've been asking this question perhaps for quite some time, and I'll ask it to you now as well, Madeleine. Do you think Tito Mboweni is for now pretty much a caretaker finance minister? Just purely because, you know, he takes over a budget that, yes, may not have been set by him, but was set completely by Treasury. So he wasn't necessarily part of the inner workings of that while it was being set forward. And then he heads to the investment conference where he may put forward some ideas that, again, National Treasury had been aimed to put forward. Do you think he actually stands forward as the minister right now, or is he just, you know, more a caretaker minister, shall we say?
I would say currently he basically inherited the old minister's budget speech at the end of the day. But I think prospects, only time will tell, and I think the next budget will be of importance where he can actually provide his stamp of approval and provide his ideas. I think we already saw it in the news with the Twitter account that he actually noted and wanted to ask the public what they would like to see. So there is some initiative, I think, for going forward. But given the term that, I mean, he's been in the position just over 2 weeks by the time that he is going to deliver the budget. So I think there is some inheritance at the end of the day that he's taking over. But going forward, I definitely think we'll see something from his stamp of approval.
So what is your take out? The one point we should all be looking out for then when we take a look at the medium-term budget policy statement on Wednesday?
I would think it is actually, given that South Africa is in a technical recession, how they would actually implement, or we can expect what to see going forward, how are they going to... the President Cyril Ramaphosa actually noted his stimulus package in boosting employment and economic growth. I think that's something that everyone is looking towards and see how that's going to be implemented. So I would look out as to the plan. How do we make South Africa better in terms of economic circumstances and be more positive in the circumstances that we are currently in?
Yeah, we keep having to reprioritize spending, though, don't we? And that does hurt when it comes to the projects that we entail to help South Africa move forward.
Yes. I think that, but I think it's also, again, one would need to work with what we currently have and reprioritizing in terms of how we can make it better.
Madeleine Grobler-Saika, Project Manager for Tax. Thank you so much for your time this morning as well. Just, you know, some of my quick thoughts. Of course, Tito Mboweni does take the mantle this week, and he is a significant part of what is set to come out this week. But it's a budget that is perhaps not... let me put it out this way. I don't think it's going to necessarily be difficult to set out, because I'm not sure South Africa wants to put out the message they did last year, saying that things are absolutely dire and we're going to fix them. Because, again, you sort of lose credibility now, because you said you were going to fix them and you clearly haven't fixed them. So perhaps this time around they're just going to detail the things that they want to perhaps put forward, the plans they have, and what they aim to achieve over the next short while, I suppose. Because the big pushes, I think the little victories are the things that get them to an end goal. And that is perhaps what we should be looking out for. It's significant, of course, at this time to be focusing on growth, yes. But our clear focus on that growth path means that we forget the little wins that we perhaps could attain in the meantime. And I think it's very significant and very important to first focus on those small wins, because the growth comes on its own. It's an example that I've set out perhaps a few times out on this show as well, is that Spain had an unemployment rate similar to ours of around 26.7% in the second quarter of 2013. 5 years later, the second quarter of 2018, they then had their unemployment rate reach 15.3%. They did that all in 5 years by ensuring that they implemented the reforms that they said they would. All we have to do is make the hard decisions and the hard grafting, and we will certainly get there. I really hope the message does come through to Tito Mboweni and the National Treasury team. Your traffic.